Hello, and welcome to the first installment, and possibly the last, of Margaret's Book Analysis. This is where I take a book I've recently read, and dissect it until it's no longer entertaining to read. For my first podcast, I'll be taking a look at Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, written by Mark Twain. You've probably heard of this book at one time or another, or possibly The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, most definitely the author, at least. I read this book a couple weeks ago. The book centers around, you guessed it, the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huck Finn is a fast-thinking and resourceful teenage boy. He can come up with a fairly detailed cover story in a snap. I think that would be pretty difficult, but he manages this several times throughout the book. For the bulk of the book, Huck Finn is traveling along a river in a canoe, accompanied by Jim, a runaway slave. Jim is my favorite character because his dialogue is fun to read and his personality is interesting. Hard to explain, though. Now, the big question in this book dissection is the theme of the book. Is it coming of age? Yes, it could be argued so. Throughout the book, Huckleberry Finn is having an internal struggle. He feels the need to turn Jim in and has a plan to do so. Nearing the end of the book, Jim ends up caught by a white family. Huck Finn is going to write a letter to his owner so she can retrieve him. He makes the letter, but thinks the situation over again. In what is considered the climax of the book, Huck Finn takes the written letter and tears it up, deciding he will help Jim be free, even if he goes to hell for it. This leaves the book with 12 more chapters. During this time, Huck Finn teams up with Tom Sawyer to free Jim. This ends up being a rather tedious process because Tom is insistent on the ways they need to break him out. Tom wants to do things in what he thinks is the proper way, which in this case means doing seemingly useless tasks, such as collecting rats and snakes to accompany Jim, and taking numerous items such as spoons, sheets, and a shirt for random tasks. Doing all these things is rather time-consuming, which is what Tom wants. He thinks breaking out properly should take at least a few years. Predictably, when they finally free Jim and are making their way to the river and the raft, they end up getting chased by a group of men and Tom gets shot in the leg. Huckleberry Finn has to go get a doctor, and in the end, Tom, Huck Finn, and Jim are forced to go back to the house of the family that was keeping Jim. The book does have a sort of a twist ending, though. Tom reveals that Jim's owner had died 2 months ago, and in her will had set him free. This means the entire process of setting Jim free was just Tom playing around, which is sort of a slap in the face. So, to wrap this podcast up, what was it about? The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, who was left unsure of his decisions of assisting runaway slave, until a moment at the end of the book, where he finally decides to help Jim, whatever the cost, maturing along the way. I hope this podcast was enjoyable and didn't sound too scripted, which it was entirely. See you next time, or there probably won't be a next time, on Margaret's Book Analysis, a series of dissecting books until they no longer entertaining to read. And goodbye.